This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence prepares to take the stage tonight, the third night of the Republican National Convention. An official said the vice president would offer an optimistic vision for the country in his speech, which also provides a contrast with former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic running mates in the November election. Biden and Harris were spotlighted at their own party convention last week and warned the country against returning President Trump to Washington. Vice President Pence follows First Lady Melania Trump, who spoke from the White House Tuesday night. The First Lady extended her gratitude to healthcare workers who have treated millions of people who have contracted COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. Follow our coverage of the conventions on voanews.com. Police in the Midwestern state of Illinois say they have arrested a 17-year-old man for murder Wednesday after two people were killed during anti-police protests in nearby Kenosha, Wisconsin, overnight. Wisconsin police say it happened during a third consecutive night of protests over the shooting of a black man by a white police officer Sunday. News outlets say the shooting was the result of a confrontation between protesters and several bystanders blocks from the city courthouse. Tuesday's violent protests come hours after the father of the man shot by police said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. The U.S. National Hurricane Center has upgraded Hurricane Laura to a Category 4 storm as it barrels to the U.S. Gulf Coast. More than a half million people along the U.S. coastal regions of Texas and Louisiana have been ordered to evacuate as the storm could prove to be very dangerous. The hurricane is expected to make landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast Wednesday night or Thursday morning. Hurricane and storm surge warnings are in effect for the northwestern Gulf Coast. This is VOA News.